Persephone bent down to pick a particularly beautiful flower. But this flower resisted her gentle fingers. She tugged harder. Still the flower refused to be picked. She pulled at it again, and the earth around its roots began to crack open and gape. Again she pulled. This time, a great crevice opened up. She was staring into an abyss. And now, amid the rumbling of the earth, she heard another sound, the gallop of horses' hooves. Suddenly, a golden chariot broke the surface. Hades had mounted the underworld chariot and sliced a path to the surface to where Persephone's voice was coming from. His horses gasped as they breathed oxygen for the first time. "Uncle Hades," said Persephone, amazed. "What are you doing here?"
"Ah, Persephone," said Hades. "You look even more lovely than you sound."
So saying, he pulled her into his chariot and turned back the way he came. Persephone looked back behind her. She called out to her mother. But the earth was closing over her head, her voice now gagged by miles and miles of solid rock.